Hi, it's Mac. It's McCaughan here, an audiobook. Now another drich day. Sitting in my study, my office, looking out at the rain and the wind and the birds trying to hang on to the branches of the trees. Wonder if they ever think about falling off. Who will they sue? Just adding that in because this is a piece of audio I wanted to record since Sunday. On Sunday, we both went to run a jaunt in the car and ended up in Lanark Loch. And I say that clearly for the benefit of Sarah that's here. At Lanark Loch, which has a raised ash car park at the side of the loch, probably about 30 feet, 40 feet above the loch and the grass bankings and the play park, and it's a great place to park your car and sit and watch what's going on. We used to take the kids up there, gay often, and have a wee picnic there and then take a walk all the way around the loch and had given them shots in the swing park. So we were sitting there and watching the kids having great fun on the swing park. There was the traditional swings, and then there were wee burly things and a slightly bigger burly thing, and then one of those big rope climbing structures that they have, you know. And the more I watched this and watched these kids still pushing the burly things as hard as they possibly could, trying to dislodge the other kids off, and they're all squealing and just having a great time. Most kids do. I miss those times. But anyway, so that gets me to thinking at that point about health and safety and how swing parks have changed. You know, in our day, we would have the witch's hat. I know many people will remember that. Or we would cry at the witch's hat or the pokey hat. And you could really go to town on that. And that was the same tactic, was to get your pals on board and a couple of you spin as hard as you could and see if you can knock them off. But that was taken away for safety reasons, as was quite a few other things from play parks, particularly chutes were taken out of play parks. And it's very strange because they've maintained swings. And as you know, the higher you go in the swing, the more danger. And kids will, they can and will still fall off swings. But now they fall into either bark chips or a rubberized base. So don't crack their heads open, which is great. Absolute bonus. But this rope structure, I looked at it and I thought, my God, you know, how easy would it be for a kid to get to the top of that and lose their footing and fall down and get their neck wrapped around one of those ropes on the way down and either break their neck or strangle themselves. You know, I thought, there's great hazard in that structure. And there's still hazard in those modern versions of the witch's hat and the burler, as we called it, the roundabout, which we could spin so fast you couldn't get it on. In fact, you just spun off with the forces, the G-forces. But I looked at that and then I thought, you know, it got me thinking about swimming pools as well. Because I used to swim for my local club here in the town, in the old pool that's no longer there, it's pulled down, it's one of these modern pools that's open up now. And we had a chute, and we had a springboard, and we had dales, as we called them, or diving boards, a structure. Started up about a foot high, went up about three or four different boards in height till the top dale, which was, I think it was about either 10 or 12 foot, where you could go and start at the base level and practice your diving or dive bombing, whatever you wanted to do, and then work your way up in confidence to the top. And I was actually a bit of a diver at the same time as a swimmer. I progressed into diving. And it was great fun to practice all your handstand dives and your reverse gainers and all kinds of things. Swallow diving and going off the springboard at a rate of knots, you know, and doing a double or triple loop if you were really good. And just generally, all kids having fun, and they were developing their skills because they could go on to the chute or the dales or to the springboard, learn how to dive properly. And these were all taken away. They took the chute away first because someone got injured on it. I mean, after all those years of being there, some kid got injured on it because they did something stupid, you know. And so they took the chute away, and then along came the health and safety and thought, wait a minute, that springboard's damn dangerous. Let's take that away. Well, wait a minute here. How many kids have actually been injured going off that springboard in all the years that these baths have been here? Oh, probably about 3 or 4 in about 50 years or something like that. Yeah, but we'll better take that springboard away. Health and safety risk. And because they took that away, they sent the guys in with a grinder and cut the dales away as well. So then no longer in the pool were any features like that. Then they stopped you doing running. Then they stopped you doing all kinds of things. In fact, a few months ago, I went back to the pool, which is the modern pool now at the big sports centre. It's called the Bulbardi Sports Centre. My wife doesn't swim really, so she took a book with her to sit and read while I was and have a coffee while I was getting myself fit again. And I just did a natural thing. Once I came out of the lockers and washed my feet and such, I went to the side of the pool, the main pool that is, and this is a normal pool, by the way. It's not one of these fun pools with waves. There was no one near me. In fact, I think there was only 3 other people in the whole of the pool. So I went away to one end and did as I normally did and have done all my life. I dived in. And when I surfaced, there was a whistle blowing like mad from a young guy up on a high tower. No diving. I thought, you're kidding me. No diving. Don't give you a second warning. I thought, you're kidding me, ain't you? You're winding me up. No, I'm not winding you up. No diving allowed. He pointed to a big sign. No diving allowed. Oh, my God. So now, not only are there no features for kids to play on, there are no diving into the pool. Health and safety stitched up swimming pools. Health and safety stitched up playgrounds, although to my mind, when I look at that modern playground, there's every possibility of a kid still not just injuring herself, but killing herself, especially with those rope structures. So health and safety has gone berserk. Where's the fun now in kids? If it's not, kids really have to go to these fun pools where they get waves and these flume chutes, you know, that are supervised with CCTV and everything, you know. Okay, they're great. They are great for what they are. But now you go to a normal, what I call a normal pool, a standard pool, there are no features whatsoever for kids to have some fun. And not just have fun, but to learn new skills, as in how to dive properly. You remember how you used to treat your kids, you used parents out there? Or maybe your parents did it with you, because I'm quite old now. They'd sit you on the side of the pool with your feet, your heels tucked in the gutter. And then they'd say, right, hands in front, point like an arrow, roll forward, and you would learn to dive from there, and then you would progress to actually standing up and diving. Now you can't do that. You can't teach your kids to dive at all. It's bloody crazy. So, sitting watching kids enjoying themselves in a swing park in Lanark, at Lanark Loch, it's just made me think about all the other things that kids are now denied, along with all these other health and safety and personal privacy. And my God, you know, kids are frightened to move now. But having said that, they're not even allowed to move now. It's terrible, you know. And I know the fun that we had as kids growing up at swing parks and in swimming pools. All the things we used to love, all the things we played on, good, and they're all being taken away in the belief that, or is it a belief, really? I think it's more to do with you could sue. But let's face it, if they say no running in the swimming pool or across the swimming pool, and you slip and crack your head at them, and they know you were running, you've not got a claim, have you? Signs are everywhere, no running. But where's the fun? Where's the fun of tippy-toeing everywhere through life? Especially for kids. Kids are full of energy. Kids need to learn how to fall and hurt themselves. We all did it. Kids need to learn how to have fun. And kids need to learn how to develop new skills. And here, the modern health and safety structure are mollycoddling them. And all in the name of their not the kids, their health and safety. What do you think? Is it a good thing? Are all these changes good? Or do you agree with me that nowadays kids are not even allowed to have the fun that we used to have? Even throwing snowballs, it's not allowed anymore. My God, my God. Thanks for listening in. Bye for now.